Rabbi Pomeranz started a folk rock it was rather long, and my son, Richard, who was, I think, a really brilliant son, was the lead singer, and they put it on at Rota, and then they were invited to put it on in Cleveland, Chicago, and Los Angeles, and several other places.
Like a rock opera?
Right.
Was it on a biblical theme, or was it Judaic in nature?
It was Judaic in nature. Most of my family live in L.A. They went. They were out there. But they traveled around. They were well-received in a number of temples around the country. And it was called Sim Shalom.
S-I-M?
Yes, that was our letter. There was peace.
Yeah.
Grant us peace. Grant us peace. And that was the name of it. And it was recorded. I wish I could get a record on it. But it was very popular and received.
And what time, what year would that have been?
That might have been perhaps 1970 or something like that. So anyway,
did the rabbi play the drums in that group?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the music.
It was all students.
All was all students. And frankly, all of them were from Rota, except one person who liked some area. And she was the one, Deacon.
Special?
Yes, Special. Rose, Diane Rose. She came from Rota. So, It was a very unusual thing, and it was a wonderful conference. And kids just thought it was the greatest thing.
You resigned as trustee. Did you continue as a member and continue active in the temple?
I've always been. I still am a member of Rota. Perhaps not as active as I should be, but we do. I happen to have one son who married, two sons who married, one son married a Jewish girl, of course I am, two sons married girls who were not Jewish, one was a Methodist. She converted, and as you expect, is extremely active in Jewish affairs. She runs a confirmation class. She runs everything at the temple in Baltimore where Rabbi Freehoff was confirmed. And she's still very, very active. But the other one was raised in the Calvinist, which is a very strict religion. And she lived through my son in Sioux City, Sioux City, Iowa, and she has five daughters. She is not Jewish, and she's raising the children.
And which son is she married to?
Donald. He's a doctor. Donald is a doctor, and Richard is a doctor also.
Medical doctor.
Yes, and Edward is a lawyer. So the twins, one is a doctor, one is a she is raising her children in the Dutch Reformed, she's Dutch religion, but she likes the Jewish people. She would come to Passover dinners, and all of them were at the temple, and she felt very comfortable. In fact, my son is starting to have a practice of looking around. We went to Peoria, Illinois. And she said she wouldn't live there because there were no Jewish neighbors at all.
Donald's wife, what's her first name?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. Janice Cook was her name in religion. She does have a Jewish grandmother.
Can't be all bad then.
No, that's right. And she is comfortable with Jewish people.
Pardon me, the name of your daughter-in-law in Baltimore?
Mina, M-I-N-A. And the one in, out there.
And Mina is married to?
Edward.
Okay.
And the daughter is married to Dan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Richard's wife is?
Diane. Her mother, her father just died.
More of a
family. So they come here all along.
And does one of your sons live in Pittsburgh?
No.
Oh, none of them. Okay. Natalie, can you
You mentioned earlier that it's kind of interesting that you were raised in such a semi-Orthodox Jewish tradition in the orphanage. And yet you have gotten involved in the Reform tradition. Is that Rhea's fault or is she credit?
No, nothing to do with it. Rhea was raised in the... Rhea, come on down! Was raised in the... what do they call it?
Conservative?
No. Her father really did not believe in it.
An agnostic.
No, maybe he was, but no. So what do you call this? A socialist? It's not a group.
Labor.
So you're getting there. Rhea?
I think she's on the telephone.
Yes, she's on the telephone. But I'll have to answer. Okay. It was a group where she learned Yiddish. What do you call that group?
There is a group, a women's group, too. It's got an apostrophe in there. Working, the labor workers.
Yeah, you're getting there. And a working socialist, something or other. Very clear to me. In the home, we had services every single night. And I had to learn Hebrew, won a prize. Kulak or something like apple.
Right.
Apple.
Right.
And when I left, I was saturated and actually didn't go to temple for a long time. And that led me into the...
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're having a good class session.
What was the... Was your father agnostic or what?
Well, I guess you call him an agnostic. His aunt in Chattanooga, my brother, married a man with the shamus at the shul. She wore a shite until she died. She sent all of the sharia would come to collect money. She was sending to my father. He was a very good man, but he didn't do it. And he had an Orthodox father who outlived him many years. And not the rest of the family that stayed in Baltimore.
It's very Orthodox. Her family is very Orthodox.
My 10 o'clock call from my cousin.
Orthodox. Baltimore is very Orthodox.
Yes.
But she comes from an Orthodox family, but her father was socialist.
My family, per se, my immediate family, is not.
We were asking your husband, why he joined Rhoda Sholem when he came here. And he said he was saturated with religion when he was in the home. And
where did Rabbi Pomeranz live in the building or what?
Clinton.
Not Clinton. No, Clover, something like that.
Where he left to go to?
The name of the temple then.
Oh, I don't know.
Kloster. It's Kloster, Rhea. Don't bother. Kloster, New Jersey.
How do you spell that?
C-L-O-S-T-E-R. And he's still there. So that's,
since I didn't have an Orthodox upbringing, I was very comfortable there between that and California.
I've given talks at PLI, things like that.
What type of talks do you give on what?
The one that feel like was just what you asked about, what is the energy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I've given talks on to the others, things like that. A lot of talks.
Were your children bar mitzvah? Your sons.
They were all confirmed.
They were all confirmed.
And I was not bar mitzvah.
Well, I remember that you were not.
Yes,
that was part of your rebellion.
Didn't have bar mitzvah at that time.
Yeah.
My older brother was just going to be bar mitzvah when we were taken up. At the home, you were bar mitzvah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When my mother came, she wanted to know why our boys were not bar mitzvah. She wanted to have a but they were pretty well.
They were all confirmed together.
Do you have any exciting future plans, or are you just going to enjoy life? And do you have any things that you're still trying to?
Well, I think I told you last time that I had worked for the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go visit
Hawaii. And any future
pause for a message.
Well, I work for the Department of Energy out here at the Central Pittsburgh Energy Technology Center, where I was the director. Then I went to Washington for 2 years, where I found I was doing nothing but making budgets. And I like to do research and things like that. So I quit. In 19, January 1991, with no idea of doing anything, just retiring. And that was 16 years ago, 16 and a half years ago. And I got a call from Pitt saying, please come here, and I did. And I've been there ever since, and I'm still there. And I still have graduate students. And on March 22nd, a visiting professor will arrive from China to work with me. So I've been there as a second career for 16 years, and I'm still in it. I think I probably may end that next year, 1997, which is time enough. I did not count on a second career to happen. So in answer to your question, I am not retired. I've not had an opportunity to clean up the house, see papers all over the place, and I'm busier than I can possibly handle it.
Are you going to join your wife at the bridge table?
Never. I think I taught her to do this, and I used to yell at her. But I hate Gilbert the Bridge. I find it very tense. She finds it very relaxing. So, she's out of the house all the time, and I'm out of the house
so
all the time.
She's one of the directors for the,
yeah,
for the Monday
the Rotor. Yeah, she's, mm-hmm. She's active in the Rotor Showroom. Rhea, well, you were something else at Rotor Showroom. A treasurer of what? What were you treasurer of? Was she in the
I think we have a wonderful interview with you. You've certainly done a lot and continue to do a lot. And you have my admiration.
Well,
how about you, Natalie?
I think it's been wonderful for you to give us your time. And what an interesting life you've had.
I think it's
wonderful
to have you to come. To give up your time, you know, it's hard.
And the accolades of all your awards, is there any one award that is most important to you, aside from marrying Leah?
There are two awards, and one, first I'll tell you about the recent one. The Department of Energy, that is the Secretary of Energy, said they wanted to give one award. This was the first one that was coming out. It was $10,000 and a huge gold medal to the one person in the country who had done the most energy. And of course there were many nominations. I won the first award.
Wow.
It was the $10,000, and I have this huge gold medal. It's worth about $5,000. But the story, the Secretary of Energy was there, and it was given, the dean of the School of Engineering came down to Washington, and everybody was there. But a fellow, and then I decided, it coincided with a meeting of the chemical engineering groups. so I decided to blow the $10,000 on a huge dinner for everyone who was there.
Oh. Was that the chemical society?
Kind of chemical engineering.
And what year was this? That was just recently.
It was 1988.
Okay.
So, but one of the people who showed up for this dinner happened to be on the committee that gave the award.
Mm-hmm.
And he got up and said that we had several hundred applications, and we had a meeting. He was telling the story. We had a meeting as to how they give the award, and we had spent 2 days at it. And so he said, I said, let's go around the room and everybody write down the name of the person they would give the award to. And he said, it went around the room and Wender was on everybody's list.
Isn't that exciting?
So he said, so there was no meeting. It ended in 15 minutes.
That's fabulous. Yeah.
And Pitt was very happy about it. They got a lot of letters from
mm-hmm.
different departments graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dean of engineering had a party where he invited, I teach chemistry, and he invited the chemical department, the chemistry department, and the Pittsburgh Energy Technology Center all together. And they had it in the School of Engineering. And so it was a dean of engineering. That was mine. But you asked for the one that I thought was the most important, and I told you that lecture, I remember. That was an organization, this is repeated because it's on the other page,
okay.
Gave out an award to the 10 people who had done most to serve their country. And that was by far the best of the book. Robert Bork was one of them. I don't know who he was.
And that year was?
I have those things hanging in my office.
Okay.
I don't
was
know.
That before or after the yes?
That was, I was still in Washington. So that was before 1981.
Okay.
And they had a big party for that, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, that was to me, you know, how can you get a better award?
There was
no money attached to it.
Well, this isn't the money, it's the accolades
and
the prestige and for nothing.
Yeah, that's right. That was so important. And lately, you know, I think you know, in July of 1994 or 5, I was made a distinguished university research professor. And that's my title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there, I think the only one of the titles in the school.
This is at Pitt, huh?
At Pitt. And we discussed that. I have to go. So I have not, I think I'm low key, I try, and I have I treat my students often well, too well, and as against the type of person who is, you know, out there, I did not ever know. Suggest that I be nominated for the award or in any way ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever comes, it just comes. Yeah. And I'm kind to people. Try it.
Yeah.
Except to read it. That is very nasty.
Sure, I can tell that. Huh?
And my kids are fine. They don't, everybody has troubles, you know. Economic and what have you. But the nice thing is they all complain that we don't visit them now.
That's wonderful. So, Dr. Wendner.
Wendner.
I know.
Wendner's in Pittsburgh.
Dr. Wendner, it has been a complete pleasure. I've known you for many over the years, but I've never known anything about you. It's been a social kind of thing, and it's really been a treat.
I think you guys have been wonderful to spend the time. I was particularly impressed the last time you came with a snowy, cold day, and I said, I know they shouldn't come.
Either they're late or snow or whatever. Thanks again, we're going to stop the tape at this point.
Thanks so much for coming.